Getting a look at Trump's tax returns. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Americans will soon find out how much former President Trump paid in taxes or didn't pay after the House Ways and Means Committee voted Tuesday to publicly release his tax returns.
House Democrats got their hands on Trump's tax documents from 2015 to 2020 after a prolific legal fight that went all the way to the Supreme Court. Last month, the nation's highest court rejected Trump's bid to block the disclosure of the information. The records could shed light on the former president's finances just weeks after he announced his third White House run.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Committee Chairman Democrat Richard Neal says records show the IRS failed to audit Trump during his first 2 years in office. The Biden administration tells the Supreme Court to let Title 42 expire.
Even the Biden administration acknowledges that lifting Title 42 will lead to a disruption and what it calls a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings. And they are asking that the immigration policy remain in place, but just a little bit longer, not indefinitely. The Justice Department telling the court, the government respectfully requests that the court leave the current administration stay in place for a brief period to allow the government to again prepare for a full return to operations under Title 8.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Congress may get a special visitor Wednesday. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to visit Washington if he can do so safely.
Now, this comes just as Congress, both the House and Senate, are on the precipice of passing $45 billion for Ukraine as part of this omnibus spending bill.
Fox's Chad Pergram. And Wall Street snaps a four-day losing streak. The Dow rose 92 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers break another promise, this time banning women from attending universities.
Earlier this year, the Taliban forced many universities to narrow the fields in which women could study. Nursing and literature were allowed, for example, but agriculture, economics, engineering were out. This after the Taliban had already said high school-aged girls could no longer attend school until they figured out a way for them to do so in a manner they deemed appropriate. Now the country's education minister says women cannot attend university or college at all until further notice. Last month, women were banned from parks in Kabul, as the Taliban leader said Islamic laws weren't being properly followed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge in California denies Scott Peterson's request for a new trial.
Peterson, who is serving a life sentence, convicted in 2004 of killing his pregnant wife and their unborn son. His attorneys argued juror Rochelle Nice was biased, claiming she did not disclose on a pretrial questionnaire that when she was pregnant, she filed a restraining order against her then boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Nice saying it was not intentional. Peterson moved off of death row in October, 2 years after California's Supreme Court overturned his death sentence. His attorney says, obviously, we are disappointed, citing new information to prove Peterson's innocence, adding, we are going to continue to push forward until he is freed. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And actress Sonia Eddy, who played nurse Epiphany Johnson on the ABC soap General Hospital, dies.
One minute I'm being informed that you have checked out a GH against doctor orders. Next minute you're calling me telling me that your associate is waiting for me downstairs to drive me here. Where am I anyway, and what the hell is going on?
Eddie joined the show in 2006 and quickly became a fan favorite. The ABC soap says she passed away Monday night at age 55. No word on the cause of death. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.